This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I have two absolutely legendary women on my show today, Candida Royale and Jane Hamilton, also known as Veronica Hart. And we're live, so you can give us a call to talk to any one of us at 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. You can also post questions on our Twitter feed at Sex Out Loud Radio or on Facebook.com/AskTristan. And remember, if you call and get on the air, you are going to win a prize from Sport Sheets. So start dialing, people. I have had her on the show before, but I'm going to introduce her with her full introduction again and tell you that Candida Royale first came into the public eye for her internationally acclaimed line of erotic films from a woman's perspective. Innovating the concept of couples erotica, she created Femme Productions in 1984 in order to produce adult films that spoke from a woman's voice and could be entertaining while promoting positive sexual role modeling for couples to view together. Royale's work has been favorably received by both viewers and the media, as well as the sexology community. She has become a sought-after speaker, having lectured at venues like the Smithsonian Institute, the American Psychiatric Association's National Conference, the World Congress on Sexology, as well as sexuality conferences and universities like Princeton, Columbia, Wellesley, and NYU. Candida's work has continues to lead the way in sexual empowerment for women because she also partnered with a Dutch industrial designer to create Natural Contours, a line of high-style, discreet, ergonomically designed personal massagers. The line debuted in 1999 and really turned the world of sex toys on its head. In October of 2004, Royale authored her first book, How to Tell a Naked Man What to Do. She's also created a line of ethnic erotica for couples in order to provide high-quality, intelligent erotica for the largely underserved market of ethnic women and couples. And she's now begun to distribute the work of other women filmmakers, including European porn director Petra Joy. Since all of her success, Candida has been a guest on countless news and talk shows from Anderson Cooper to Dateline NBC, and she's been written up everywhere from the New York Times to Marie Claire. She was also the first erotic filmmaker to be invited to become a member of the American Association of Sex Educators, Counselors, and Therapists because of her message of positive sexuality. And in 2014, in June this year, Royale received a doctorate in human sexuality from the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality for her life's work. Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, Candida.
Thank you, Tristan. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me on again.
So I want to start by talking about Club 90 because I'm not sure everyone knows what it is. And I want to give people a little history lesson here. So tell us about Club 90.
Club 90 is a support group that we started way back in about 1983, I think it was. And it really was born, I guess you could say, out of a baby shower for Veronica Hart, who is going to be on with us in a half an hour. And a whole bunch of us were there to celebrate her baby that was due soon. And we were having so much fun together. And we started to say, you know, it would be so great to hang out. And no one, you know, we do such unique work. Very few people can relate. It's sometimes it can be very challenging, you know, living in a culture that's still very judgmental toward the women who perform in adult movies, even though they watch them and purchase them in the millions. And so we, you know, that's how it came about. We started getting together and just hanging out, talking. It was created by Annie Sprinkle, Veronica Hart, Veronica Vera, Gloria Leonard, and also Kelly Nichols and Sue Nero and myself. And we called it Club 90 because we all were meeting. The bridal shower or the baby shower took place and the meeting started taking place at Annie Sprinkle's Manhattan apartment that she lived in back then for a very long time at 90 Lexington Avenue. And so we became Club 90, and that went on for about a year, and Kelly Nichols and Sue Nero eventually moved on. They dropped out for whatever personal reasons, maybe too much work or something, and it remained the five of us, Veronica Hart, also known as Jane Hamilton, Annie Sprinkle, Gloria Leonard, myself, and as you know, Gloria, our dear, dear, beloved Gloria, passed away last January. Quite suddenly. Anyway, we continued to meet for years and years and years. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience. You know, we had a lot of, as I said, issues that the general public couldn't relate to. And we met about once every 3 weeks. And this went on for several years. And then as one or two of us, three of us would move away, we would still do it through phone calls, internet. And really, we still are very, very close. We're like family, and we meet whenever we happen to be in the same city together. We always get together. It's very, very special.
And so the most recent sort of reunion of all of you was, of course, last month when all of the members of Club 90 received honorary doctorates from the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality in San Francisco. Tell me what that experience was like for you.
Well, it's so funny. I just got asked that. Someone said, was it fun? And I said, well, I don't know if fun is really quite the right descriptive. It was really quite an amazing experience. And I would have to say that for me, the best thing about it might have been that I got to experience it with my close girlfriends. And really also getting recognized for my life's work, which was really quite a wonderful honor. It was serious work too. We each had to deliver a 2.5-hour at the Institute. It was at the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality. Our doctorates were in human sexuality, and so we each had to give a 2.5-hour talk, which was pretty intense. There was one day that it was, and the whole institute was open for people to come and have a look around. They've got an amazing collection of original erotic art and sculptures and just beautiful collection. Dr. Ted Michelvena began the institute. He's the founder, and he's been building this collection since the 70s, since its inception. So we had a Day of the Divas open house, and then that was all day Thursday, and then in the evening we had a big ceremony, and each of us was given our doctorate. And actually, it was really just Veronica Hart, Veronica Vera, and myself. Gloria Leonard got hers posthumously, and Annie Sprinkle actually earned hers, worked very hard for hers a number of years ago. She was the very first adult film star to receive her doctorate.
And this must just feel incredible after really so many years of all of you doing so much incredible pioneering work. It must feel good to feel recognized. I mean, is that true? Do you feel like there's a good sense among feminists who are working in porn right now that we are all walking in your footsteps?
Absolutely, Tristan. It really does feel good. It feels good to be recognized because honestly, in so many ways, we're not. You know, when I hear and I read things about famous women who are responsible for the empowerment of women, sexual empowerment, you hear names like Madonna and Lady Gaga and all these cultural icons, and we're left out of this list of names, this recognition, because we, you know, we're in such a taboo line of work. It's still seen as so taboo, and I think that you know, we're not seen in some ways as legitimate, and it really does feel bad sometimes. I've worked very hard. I know that my work has had an effect on the lives of so many people, so many women, and you know, we're still such a ridiculously hypocritical culture. As I've said before, we're a culture that watches and views these movies and collects the work of the women in the movies, and yet we still condemn these women. And so that can feel really awful sometimes. So this is a great honor. And yes, I think it really does feel good for me to see women like yourself and a number of other women who really are getting out and continuing the work. It's very exciting for me to see that, and it really does feel great.
Okay, well, we're going to take a commercial break, but when we come back, we're going to talk about a huge new project that you've undertaken, quite a departure for you, and something I just can't wait to tell everyone about. But first, we're going to hear from our fantastic sponsors, including Good Vibrations. Go to goodvibes.com. Use coupon code Tristan for 15% off your order. Stay with us. More with Candida Royale when we return.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Sports Sheets is the sex toy company that's been keeping couples connected for over 20 years. Their fantasy restraint and sex toy products redefine sexual adventure. From bondage and sexual positioning to strap-ons and role play, Sport Sheets makes a toy for everyone's taste and budget. So go treat yourself to something from Sport Sheets, available wherever great sex products are sold.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I am talking to Candida Royale, and later in the hour, Jane Hamilton, a.k.a. Veronica Hart, will join us. And we're live, so you can give us a call at 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. You can also post questions on Twitter, at Sex Out Loud Radio, or on Facebook.com/AskTristan. And if you call and get on the air, you're going to win a prize from Sportsheets. So I want to start by going to a caller that we have, Jamie in New York. Hi, Jamie.
Hi, Tristan.
Welcome to the show. What do you want to talk about?
I just wanted to ask Candida a question about her career.
Great.
Go ahead.
Hi, Candida. Hi. I was wondering if there was anything with your career that you would have done differently.
That I would have done differently. You know, I always, whenever people talk about that, you know, like regrets and things, I'm always quick to point out if anyone ever says to me, I have no regrets about life, you hear so often, one should never have regrets. And there are always, there's always things you might have done differently. I'm, you know, given different circumstances, I'm not so sure I would have gone into the adult business at all. I think had I known, really, had I thought very clearly about the fact that it really does follow you everywhere. Once you put yourself on screen and it's there forever, that's it. You know, you are this. It's such a taboo thing to do that it leads the way before you do. You know, before you walk into a room, your reputation goes in before you. And so it's, I think for some people, it can end up being very traumatic. I have friends who actually try to hide the fact that they were in movies because they're afraid of the repercussions. I feel very fortunate that I actually found a way to do something, to take my notoriety in the business and create a, you know, I had a vision for something that I found inspiring, challenging, politically and artistically so. I got excited about it. The idea to make movies from a female perspective just became such an exciting idea for me that it really ended up just, you know, in a way, I think now, you know, yes, there were a lot of things I could have done. I could have taken my art talent. You know, I went to specialized school for gifted kids in art, and I could have become an illustrator. I could have gone on to stage, perform on stage. I was a jazz singer. I was, you know, a pretty good little jazz singer. But would I have stood out amongst all the incredible competition? I don't know. But you know what? It's like that saying, you can be a little fish in a big pond or a big fish in a little pond. And I feel like I have created something that I'm so proud of and that is now this is what my piece of history that I leave behind, I'm really actually very grateful. So in that way, I don't think I would have done anything differently. Once I got clear on what I was going to do, it all fell into place and I guess it's what I was meant to do.
Wow. Thank you for your call, Jamie.
Thank you.
And send me your mailing address and you're going to win a prize from Sportsheets. I don't know why I got tongue-tied there. So, great. So, Candida, you've embarked on this really incredible new project, which is that Canadian filmmaker Shona McDonald is making a documentary about your life, which is called While You Were Gone, The Untold Story of Candida Royale. And actually, for someone who has been a kind of a media darling and very, very much in the public spotlight, this really is the untold story. So tell me how this came about.
Yeah, it is. You know, there are just so many things that I have held back on and refrained from talking about in all the documentaries I've been in, the interviews I've done, because I didn't want someone taking certain things about my life and using it to just make the typical cliche story. You know, there are a lot of things Well, let's just say, I will just answer your question by saying that there are many things that I've wanted to talk about and go public about, things that I think will touch a lot of people and that people will relate to, universal things, you know, about love and rejection and pain and sorrow and survival. It's a lot of survival. And, you know, but I was just waiting and looking for the right time to tell my story. And as I've gone public about now, I was diagnosed about 3-4 years ago with ovarian cancer, and I'm doing fine. You know, it's an aggressive cancer, as many of us know. It's one of the most aggressive cancers for women. But this strong little body is taking it on and doing pretty good. But it certainly does lead you to look at your life, look at life differently, and you realize that it really, you know, it doesn't go on forever. And there really is an end, and I don't have a whole lot of time left, you know. And my motto now, lately, about a lot of things is, if not now, when? And, you know, if it's time to tell my story. It's time to tell that story that I have been keeping for myself and sharing it with people. And that's really, I guess that's really how it came about. It's time.
And there's currently a Kickstarter campaign which launched yesterday to help fund and support the film. So everyone should go to Kickstarter and search Candida Royale, or we've also posted the link to the Kickstarter page on our Twitter feed and in episode resources on sexoutloudradio.com. Now, Candida, I knew of your cancer diagnosis because we know each other behind the scenes here. And I will say one of the last times we got to spend together was in Mexico City for this big conference on women in porn, which was historic and sort of epic. And you were just coming off some really intense treatments and you were incredibly weak and frail and sick. And to be sick and to be in Mexico City is really, like, you know, not a good time.
No.
And I was really honestly blown away by your resilience.
Well, thank you, Tristan. Actually, I had just learned about my cancer returning when I went to Mexico City. I had been in remission, and, you know, of course, I'm always hopeful and thinking, oh, things are going to be great now, and it's never coming back. I'm going to be one of those rare people that never comes back. It's not going to get me. And there it was, and in the course of about 2 or 3 weeks, I had lost so much weight, and then, of course, in Mexico City, as you say, it is not the place that you want to be dealing with something like this, because just the food alone
messes you up. Yeah,
it really does. And so there was basically nothing I could eat. I dropped so much weight in the course of that 1 week we were there. And I felt very adamant about the fact that I was going to go to this thing. I was not going to let people down. I so wanted to be there. And so I just... I I gathered myself up and I got there. And honestly, and I'm not just saying this, but you guys all turned out to be so wonderful and so supportive and so kind. It really helped me get through it because it was really rough, but we did. And actually, I have to say that you were going through some pretty tough things too. You had horrible back pain.
Yeah, horrible.
You know, and your partner was so wonderful. You know, he set up this wonderful trip we all wanted to take and go to the pyramids. And you, poor baby, didn't get to go because you were in so much pain. Mm-hmm. And so I'll tell you, we were all actually dealing with a lot of stuff there. I think the worst was when I had to go give a talk and I was really suffering I'm not feeling well, and it was so embarrassing because I was waiting in the car and I was talking to Jennifer Lyon Bell came with me, and I just kind of lost it and I was weeping, and all of a sudden they came running down the steps of the building and flung open the car doors and, "Oh, Candida, these people want to meet you." And I looked up and I have tears running down my face. I was so mortified. And of course, everyone just felt terrible for me, but you don't want to be pitied in these things. You know, I know that I want to come off like strong and, you know, nothing is going to get me. So, but everyone was great, and I did get through it just fine in the end.
But what do you attribute? I mean, I think this is probably going to be revealed in the film, but and explored at the very least. But what do you attribute your intense sense of just drive and resilience? Where does that come from?
You know, I think this is going to be a lot what this movie is about, and it is that universal thing of survival. And I just think that some people come into this world survivors and fighters and strong and resilient. And I feel very fortunate that I happen to be one of these people. It started early, you know, as we've made no secret about it at this point. I was abandoned by my mother at 18 months old. With anyone's life, you have good things happen, you have bad things happen, always at the same time together. And so it's never all bad or all good. Fortunately, my father took us, my sister and I, and we lived with my grandmother, who had a loving home and a lot of relatives. On the other hand, there was no stability. You know, my father remarried, my mother, stepmother loved me, but, you know, they had no love between each other. I mean, it was always these things back and forth. But I'll tell you the truth. I learned when I was about 13 that I was one hell of a fighter, because I was assaulted in the woods near our home by a big burly guy. And I was a tiny, flat-chested little 13-year-old just going on a picnic with a friend, and I somehow managed to fight this guy off. I don't know how I did it. I had a vision of being found by people in the woods in not very good shape, and that vision it turned me into a little animal. And I fought for my life. I screamed, and the guy finally gave up and ran away from me. And I knew then that I was a fighter and nothing was going to take me down.
What a powerful story. Okay, listen, we've got to take another break. We've got a caller on the line. Caller, keep holding on, because I'm going to take you at the top of the next half hour. And when we come back, we're going to be joined by Jane Hamilton, a.k.a. Veronica Hart, another legendary member of Club 90. So stay with us. Jane joins us. Candida stays with us. We've got more callers. There is so much more to talk about. Don't go anywhere.
Looking to add something fun and different to your sexual experiences? Then try Astroglide X, premium silicone personal lubricant. Astroglide X contains a unique blend of high-quality silicones that provide a silky smooth experience unlike any other. Astroglide X is also waterproof and perfect for water play. Not only does Astroglide X last longer than all water-based products and is hypoallergenic and latex safe, it's even great for massage. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than 3 decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at 6 retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BUY-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423 or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I've been talking with the pioneering filmmaker and entrepreneur and businesswoman, Candida Royale. Before the break, we were talking about her incredible resilience. And then during the break, we actually continued our conversation. We couldn't shut up. And so, Candida, you wanted to add something to what we were talking about.
Yeah, real quickly. Thanks, Tristan. I think it comes down to whether you choose to be a victim or not. And what I realized very early in my life was that I didn't want to be a victim, and it's real easy to play the victim. You get away with a lot of things. You don't have to fight, but it's a terrible role to play because it really does limit you. And I knew a long time ago that was not the role for me, and it upsets me when I think a number of women in the adult industry, when they kind of come out with their books and their stories and all of that, they go ahead and they play the victim like, oh, I didn't know what I was doing. I wasn't in my right mind, you know, and I, you know, if I had it to do all over again, I would never have done this. That's the victim role. I don't make apologies for anything. I have made my choices in life and I refuse to play the victim. I'm a fighter and a survivor. And I think it gives you so much more, so many more options in life. It's really, you do not want to play victim, and I never will. I'm a survivor.
Right on. So we are live, everyone. I want to remind you, you can call in and talk to Candida and I and our upcoming guest, 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. And we have a caller who's been waiting on the line for what seems like hours, and I really appreciate your patience. It's Susie in New York. Hi, Susie.
Hi.
What's up?
Well, I was just thinking, you were speaking of cultural icons, and I read when Maya Angelou passed away, there was an article that spoke of Maya Angelou being a former sex worker from AVN Online. Mm-hmm. And it certainly was not covered as much in mainstream media, but, you know, along with her many other jobs and accolades, you know, she did work for a short time in her younger years as a madam and as a prostitute. And that just wasn't, but all the different jobs she did makes up a person, just like all the hardships in anyone's life makes up that person and may not have achieved what she did later on in life if she didn't have that hardship or have those positions or jobs in her younger life.
Yeah, I think that's a great point because, and it's one of the interesting pieces to Candida's life, which is that, you know, that Maya Angelou did not talk about that a lot, although she wasn't necessarily closeted. And it's sort of part of the reason that people didn't cover it is because it didn't fit in this like narrative story we have of like how Maya Angelou became who she was. And I feel like that's one of the messages of this documentary is that, like, you know some of the story of Candida Royale, but you don't know all of it. And she's ready to now lay bare all of it, even if some of it doesn't fit into this nice narrative that we've all kind of, you know, learned about how she grew up and her trajectory and what her life was like. I mean, was there any point at which Candida, you thought, I think this adding these other parts, these other layers, and putting them out in public is too much to risk?
It wasn't that it was too much to risk. It was that I knew that it too many people would want to take these certain elements and use them to go ahead once again and say, see, only women who have been these poor, sad victims would ever go into this business. It was too easy to package it in that narrative, as you say. You know, and life is never black or white. It's many shades of gray. And I just didn't want someone taking my story and putting it into that black or white scenario that they want to use and they want to create about women in the industry. I wanted to tell it in my own way so that people also got to see the many shades of gray that went along with it.
Yeah. Well, I want to welcome someone to the conversation who, of course, is no stranger to you because she's also a member of Club 90. People know her out in the world as Veronica Hart. She also has another name, Jane Hamilton. And she was one of the women who received her doctorate in human sexuality from the Institute for the Advanced Study of Human Sexuality. She has worked in a different number of capacities all over the place within the adult industry. She was an award-winning and highly respected performer in adult movies in the late 70s and the early 80s when she performed under the name Veronica Hart. She's also appeared in mainstream movies, television, and stage. She's produced many features, including those of award-winning director Michael Ninn for VCA. She's also produced and directed over 30 of her own award-winning movies. And she currently works with James Avalon as a production manager for the Sweet Sinner line of videos from Mile High Media. Jane currently teaches sex education in China and continues to have these various roles in the adult industry. And I'm so glad to hear that CatalystCon, which I've participated in and which we've been a sponsor of, was a catalyst that inspired Jane to commit her primary focus of study and production to love and sex for couples over the age of 40. So please welcome Jane Hamilton.
You are so responsible for so much of it. You know, I didn't know what to expect when I went to Catalyst Con, and you gave us all permission. That's what you said. You said, yes, if you know things and you want to help people, you can do this. You know, you don't need, I did have a BA, but my BA was in theatrical arts. You know, at that time I didn't have a doctorate. And, you know, you gave me permission. You said, yes, it's okay for you. And you gave my son, who teaches along with me, you gave him a title, too, sex and intimacy coach. So we owe you so much, Tristan.
Well, you certainly have not been as high profile as Candida. You kind of quietly were one of, like, the leading female porn directors of your time. And so I wonder what that time was like for you, being one of the only women behind the camera.
It was wonderful because I think I could bring a woman's voice to more mainstream porn. Candida was phenomenal with what she did. She was so groundbreaking. She made couples films when people said there wasn't a couples market.
You know, she was amazing, but I kind of stayed within the parameters of mainstream pornography. And within that, you know, I thought I brought a woman's voice to it. If you watch my movies, gosh, you got to see the guys too. I thought, you know, you'd see those pecs and those pumping arms and the thrusting buttocks and, ooh, all sorts of good stuff. And I think maybe one thing I brought to it that I liked is I love to tell stories. And I wanted the actors to have sex that would fit the story. You know, It seems very funny because usually you'll have this whole story going on, and when it comes time to make love, they just drop their character completely and they just do whatever, and then they kind of pick up their character and go on again. And I really wanted them to make love as the character that fit the story.
Oh my God, I love that. I know, they're really, the acting is kind of good and they're this like one person, and then all of a sudden they just switch and they're like their same old porno person having sex.
Right?
And I'm like, hey, that's so weird.
I know. It's like if a bad guy is a bad guy, then he, you know, he is a misogynist and he does probably pretty inconsiderate lovemaking and is probably just an asshole, but it fits his character. Or, you know, if somebody's just picked up somebody at a club, maybe they'll have that whoop-de-doo, you know, get them from behind and whoop their ass kind of sex. But if it's a, you know, if you're in love and you want to be with that person, a lot of times you kind of glom onto them and, you know, look them in the face and connect and have great sex that way. And sometimes it's not 50 positions around the room. Sometimes it's a couple and it's pretty intense.
Now, what do you think of the growing feminist porn movement that's happening in North America, in Europe, in Australia? Because it's really a movement that you helped plant the seeds of.
I love it. I love it. I love that women are continuing and they're celebrating their sexuality. Sometimes I'm a little afraid of how politically correct we are within the movement. You know, sometimes I just want to say, oh, come on, guys, loosen up, get over it. It's sex. It's okay. Let's have some fun with it. Sometimes I think it gets kind of so serious and so political that, you know, I just want to bring people back to the joy of how it all started out. Does that make sense? You know, like, remember how people kind of got up in arms over Betty Dodson?
Yes.
And I just thought that was very, very interesting. Very interesting. That's all.
Well, I think that there's a certainly a generational, like, the tectonic plates are moving right now within many segments of feminism. And I think that there's some generational differences and... and I think that the generation coming up that are younger than me have a very specific agenda. And
And I was not aware of that until I did the SARS at the Institute. It's a sexual attitude restructuring or readjustment. And a lot of the, like one gal particularly from Canada, she brought up a lot of these politically inspired kind of outlooks on things, showed me a new way of thinking about stuff. And I celebrate her right to do that and everybody's right to do that. At the same time, it doesn't address kind of me where I'm at. So that kind of knowledge of where the women are right now, the younger women, made me feel that I need to address people my age, people a little bit younger than me and my age. And that's why I'm concentrating on, you know, sex is better with age. I think that's the group. I want to talk to the over 40s. I think we share a common culture. We share a kind of a language. And I think I'm going to be able to help more people that way, I think.
Well, we already have to take, absolutely. We already have to take another break, which is crazy. I don't know how that just happened, but it did. So coming up next, we're going to have more with Candida Royale, more with Jane Hamilton, and I'm going to fire some of your questions at them and see what advice they have for you. So stay with us. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
Good Vibrations is the San Francisco Bay Area-based women-friendly retailer trusted for more than three decades to provide a comfortable, welcoming, and safe environment for quality sex toys, educational materials, and products that enhance and empower one's sex life. Good Vibrations offers its products at six retail locations in San Francisco, Berkeley, and Oakland, California, and in Brookline, Massachusetts, as well as online at www.goodvibes.com. Online ordering is discreet and trusted. We believe that pleasure is your birthright, and one of our highly trained staff members can help you choose the product that is perfect for you at 1-800-BYE-VIBE. Call us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time at 1-800-289-8423. Or visit us online at www.goodvibes.com.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. I'm talking today with pioneers in the field of feminist porn, Jane Hamilton and Candida Royale, and we're live. And this is our last segment, people. So it's your last chance to call, to talk to me, to talk to my guests, and to win a prize from Sports Sheets. Call us at 866-472-5788, 866-472-5788. So before the break, I asked you, Jane, about some of these generational differences. And I wonder, I was intrigued by this comment about like people over 40 kind of sharing the same sexual culture, because it seems to me that like you guys came of age at this point when the, you know, the sexual revolution was happening.
And we were right after that. I think the sexual revolution was really, you know, the kind of a 60s thing, probably, yeah. You know, through the mid-70s. I didn't come onto the scene until, like, late 70s, early 80s. So that we were kind of like the next rise after that. And so we got the best because we had the pioneers that kind of broke the way for us, and we were just, like, pre-AIDS. So, gosh, was it fun. You know, there was so much stuff that you could do and have fun, and you weren't too worried about things. You know, there was this little thing called herpes around that you wanted to be, make sure you didn't get and be careful of that. But it wasn't, like, life-threatening. You didn't feel like you were playing Russian roulette when you were having fun sexually. So I think we grew up in a much freer, much more sexually kind of open time. We were so lucky. So lucky.
Well, I've got a really good listener question that I hope both of you will take time to answer. This came to me by email from Angela, and she says, I'm 44, and I just discovered masturbation.
Oh, yay!
I just had my first orgasm 4 months ago. I was with someone for 15 years, and our sexual relationship was very one-sided. He never tried to please me, and I never knew that I was even missing out on anything. I just thought I didn't enjoy sex. But now I'm aware that I was completely uneducated about female orgasm. I didn't even know sex could be this pleasurable. Now, I found a vibrator that makes me feel amazing within minutes. And I'm not sure how many orgasms I have in a session, but I go on for like 45 minutes sometimes. My body twitches and pulsates, and I feel like I never want to stop because it's just so blissful. I can also
squirt
squirt through clitoral stimulation. People count orgasms. I don't know because I don't know when one stops and another starts. She's also like experimenting herself with double penetration, and
so basically, so, she just wrote to you to brag, right?
Here's her question.
There's a question.
She said, "I'm nervous about being with a man again. How am I going to orgasm without my toys? And I feel like I want to masturbate all the time because it just feels so good. And do you think I'm okay sexually?"
Okay, tell her the one thing that I have to say is your vibrator will never hug you back. Your vibrator will never touch you sensuously. It can never bite your neck while you're having an orgasm. It won't reach over and tweak your nipples. It's not going to rub your clit while you do your penetration. It misses out so much. I was so afraid to I would masturbate, but I wouldn't use one of these vibrating things because, oh my God, I wouldn't like men anymore. And that's bogus. They're two different things, and they can work together. And it doesn't have to be a man she's with. Maybe she wants to, you know, extend her possibilities. Maybe she likes women. I don't know. I mean, now she's kind of opened up and allowed herself to be a sexually open and hopefully a fulfilled human being. And now she's got to reach out and make contact with somebody and bring them in and share the experience with them. Now, it's not going to be the same as her vibrator, and she doesn't have to just be attached to the vibrator, but hopefully now she knows how she likes to be touched. She knows where she likes to be touched. She knows how hard the stimulation should be that will make her orgasm. And now it's up to her to find a person who wants to share that information with her and help her on her sexual journey. Right?
And that's very key what Jane just said too, because we masturbate and we self-pleasure and in order to find out what we like and what we need. So now she knows. She comes to the bedroom a fully informed woman. And what's important now is that she find a man who is accepting of her and all her blossoming sexuality, and that, you know, now the challenge for her is going to be, how do I bring this into my relationship with someone without him feeling that he's left out? And so the important thing is to show him that she's not replacing him. Like Jane said, the vibrator can never do all the wonderful things that he can do for her. And so it's important to introduce it to him as something they play with together, like, you know, and find ways to do it together. Maybe she can show him how to hold it against her, or maybe she can hold it against her while he enters her. She can put it on her clit while he enters her. They can share. And maybe he likes to, she can show him what it feels to put it up against him. You know, make him understand that it's a game, it's wonderful sex play for both of them, and don't ever let yourself be pulled into a relationship again with a man that doesn't care about your pleasure. Go away, walk away. If he can't be different than that, do not accept that again.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I mean, I want to take a hard line here and say, this has been a huge kind of discovery for her, and her whole sexuality has shifted, and she's like discovered all these new feelings with this vibrator. So I want her to say, like, right off the bat, hey, I really like to use vibrators and I really would like to use them during couple sex. And if the person says, no, no way, I'd be like, okay, so there's the door.
But Tristan, what if she finds somebody that's like her? That maybe this guy has had a really unadventurous wife before, and maybe he's willing to try it, but he's scared. And if he hears that she's this big adventuress and she only likes big toys, then he can be intimidated and she could lose a possible partner. So I would ease into it a little bit more. I wouldn't just say, hey, this is what I like, and if you don't like it, don't even, you know. I guess I would ease into it a little bit more rather than putting up, you know, everything out there. Because by sharing a relationship together, maybe, you know, it can take different turns, and she'll find out that she likes the way that he goes down on her even more than the vibrator, you know, and she discovers more about herself. So I understand what you mean, but I would stay away from just hard and fast rules. I think you got to give people a chance and see how they are. And a lot of times what they say is not exactly what they do either. Mm. You know?
Well, ladies, we are out of time. I cannot believe it, but it's true. So now I'm going to plug all of your fabulous projects. But thank you so much for joining me tonight. This was such a great conversation.
Thank you, Tristan. It's been wonderful. And to be on with my buddy Janie, too, it's the best.
So, Candida, I wish you so much luck on your Kickstarter campaign, and you don't need it because I know you're going to be hugely successful, and you guys, you got to contribute because that's going to be a dynamite documentary. I can swear to it right now. I know this woman for over 30 years, and she's an amazing person, and you need to know more about her. You definitely do.
So let me tell all of you what you've got to do now. Candida is an author, she's a visionary, she's an entrepreneur, and she's the subject of a brand new documentary, While You Were Gone, The Untold Story of Candida Royale, which just launched its crowdfunding campaign on Kickstarter. Find out more at candidaroyale.com and at whileyouweregonefilm.com. Follow her on Twitter at Candida Royale and the film at WYWG Film. Jane Hamilton, also known as Veronica Hart, is a pioneering porn director and producer. By the end of this year, she's going to launch a new website, loveisbetterwithage.com. You can follow her on Twitter at Veronica Hart XXX. All of these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. You can always find me at puckerup.com and on Twitter at Tristan Taramino. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, everyone at Voice America, and especially to The Jumps for hosting my show tonight because I don't have any internet at my house. And tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific time, 8 p.m. Eastern, when my guests will be two of the biggest porn stars in the industry right now, James Dean and Kelly Shibari. It is going to be it's going to be a wild, wild show. Really wild. So until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter, at SexOutLoudRadio, and in your own life. Take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by Good Vibrations, creating a buzz since 1977.